Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to WAMRD, the woman's station. Show is Hidden Figures, Hidden Voices. We have on today ATL Lady Hawks, the 2022 Senior Champion with guest Stephanie Batiste. I think, I hope I'm not messing that up. I found this on their website. The Atlanta Hawks, never put an age on your dream. This team represents the state of Georgia. They are the gold medalists on the 3-on-3, presenting the Atlanta Hawks and representing not only the city of Atlanta, but all of Georgia in Warner Robins in September. Today we are going to be talking to some of the team members, and congratulations and thank you all for everything you've done. I want to personally thank Queen for setting this up, and she has proven to be a great asset to finding these diamonds in the rough. And this is what Hidden Figures, Hidden Voices is about, is being able to change and give the voice to people who would normally not have an opportunity to be on our platform. You can also listen to this on the Apple Podcast and on our 24-hour app. So I want to introduce Miss Stephanie Batiste. Miss Batiste, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody. Good morning.
So let's jump into this interview. So let's start from day one. You tell us about Atlanta. Is it ATL Lady Hawks or is it Atlanta
Lady Hawks? ATL Lady Hawks.
Okay, so talk to us about the team and everything. We got a little bit of a soundbite from you when we were talking to you previously. So tell us about how all that started. I know it's very relatively new, but tell us how all that started.
Okay, we're the ATL Lady Hawks. We're a senior team of women up from 55 to 59. We compete all over the country, and we're actually a new team. So we started out, we went to the Georgia Golden Olympics September the 27th through October the 1st, and we won the gold medal. And as a new team, we went there and we placed first in our age division, and we won all our games by at least 20 to 50 points. We went for the throat. So we compete all over the country with like-minded people of our age over 50, which of course is seniors, and we try to encourage and promote healthy lifestyles for Georgia seniors and to encourage seniors to compete at the local, state, and national level. And that's letting them know, because you're over 50, life is not over. Life is not over. There are people, when we went to the National Senior Games in Fort Lauderdale in May, the oldest athlete there, it was over 12,000 athletes in Fort Lauderdale. And the oldest athlete was 103 years old. He was a golfer. His name was Lindsey Tiz. So that goes to show you. And I have pictures of and videos when we were in the, at the Georgia Golden Olympics, where there was an athlete, he was 95. And he competed in the 200, the 400, and the 800. So, you know, our goal is to just play, have fun, enjoy the game, and most of all, win.
So let me bring in a couple of people. We have one of your teammates on the phone, Miss Martha. Welcome to the show, and thank you and congratulations. And then we have another caller from the 912 area code. We will bring them into the show.
Okay.
Thank you for participating. Please state your name and where you're calling from. Okay. All right. So tell us about your background. Now, I was told that you guys have some tremendous people on the team. What is your background when it comes to sports?
Well, I've been an athlete all my life. I was the only girl, and I had two younger brothers. So I'm originally from New York, but I was raised in Savannah, Georgia. So, you know, I used to swim in the swamp with the gators, you know, catching mud bugs and crawdads and all that kind of stuff. So, I mean, it was just in me. You know, I used to play football. I'd be out there playing football with the boys, and my dad would come out there, and he'd be like, baby, please go in the house and play with a doll. And I'd be like, I want to play with a doll. I want to play basketball, football, and baseball, and that type of stuff. So growing up in Savannah, I played at Beach High School, and it was a very competitive school. I mean, we're known as winners. And I just always grew up wanting to play sports. I played basketball. I ran track. I played volleyball, and I did softball. And I just always stayed active. I even ran on the Masters circuit for a couple of years when I hit 40, and then I hurt my knee, and I was searching because I wanted to play basketball, and I searched and I searched until I found a team in Atlanta to play with. And from there, that's where I am now.
All right, so my next question is, you had some things that happened. You stated that the city of Atlanta, the mayor himself, has endorsed and has supported the team with the games at Warner Robins. How did that come about?
Well, the city represents teams. They send teams. And believe it or not, Atlanta is like the only city that actually pays for their athletes to go to the state games and the nationals. So we have pictures from the nationals and, from the nationals, the pictures with the mayor. You could have seen that on our page also. So the city do endorse, and they have a thing called Prime Time, which is for seniors over 50. And you can compete in different sports. You have track and field. You have shuffleboard. You have coin toss. You know, you have pickleball. It's a lot of different sports that you can compete in.
Oh, now that is something I had no idea. So the city of Atlanta itself is dealing with healthy lifestyles too as well. They are sponsoring and endorsing healthy lifestyles. I know you mentioned that about healthy lifestyles earlier when we were speaking, but I did not know that as well. Now, did you guys play any teams here in the city of Atlanta to get to the games, or was it just were you here?
Well, what you have to do, you have to compete on the state level.
Okay.
And then you go to the nationals. You have to qualify for the nationals. And so in the nationals, you had to be the top, like in basketball, in each age group, you have to qualify. The top three teams went. Like for basketball, it's from 50 to 85. Yeah, 50
what?
To 85, and it's broken up into fives. Yes, when we're in nationals, they had people 80 and 85 playing basketball. It was amazing to watch that. And I was watching, and I was like, oh, that's going to be me. That's going to be me. I am not going to stop. You know, that's the goal. That's the goal. And, I mean, it's just amazing to see people of our age and much, much older competing. And I mean still competitive. Competitive.
So let me ask you another question. The team itself is made up of how many women?
Our team is made up of 7 women. If you look at our logo, there are 7 stars on our logo. That represents each one of us. We have Kathy Christian, known as Queen. We have Cynthia. We call her Ghost. We have Victoria. You have me. They call me Lady Rodman. And then we have Margaret. And we have Darlene. And some of us not only competed in basketball, but competed in track and field also. Cynthia, who we call Ghost, she got a gold medal in the 400 meters. Victoria, she got 4th in the distance. So they will be representing us also in the nationals. And I got a bronze. I got 3rd in the 200 and the 400. I'm not too happy about that. I should have got gold. But my teammate beat me, so I'm going to let her have that. You know, so. But I'm going 4 in nationals. I'm going to get that 1st place in nationals. So, you know, it's. I'm telling you, it's awesome, and it's just a good feeling. You know how Kareem used to say, you can't win unless you learn how to lose. That's one of my favorite quotes. Yeah.
So let me ask you a question about the other ladies. The mm-hmm. What? How tall are they, and what are their ages, if we may ask their ages?
Okay. Queen is 55, and Queen is 5'11". Cynthia is about 5'6". Victoria is, I'll say, 6'2 or 6'3". I'm 5'6". Margaret is about 5'6". And Darlene is probably, I'll say, 6 feet or 6'1".
And
when
of
I
these
say this team is amazing, yes, go ahead.
No, I was, and a lot of these ladies are moms and have raised their kids or still raising their children, correct?
Yes. And actually, we got to say congratulations to Queen. Her daughter is going to be playing at Georgetown this year.
Right.
So she's a Georgetown mom. So, you know, we're all excited. And then Darlene has a program. She has a program where she, I think she has an AAU team. Either she coaches in high school. So a lot of us, you know, work with younger people and have different programs. Cynthia has a wellness program also.
Okay.
So, you know, it's a lot of us are very, very active. And Queen competes with men every day. She plays basketball against men every day.
Okay. So
yes.
Let me ask you another question. Are the ladies, they're married? They married?
Do
their husbands support
them? Well, two of us are married. And I forgot the young lady I played high school ball with, Katessa. I forgot about Katessa also. And Katessa is like maybe 6 feet, 6'1", and she's a lefty.
Yes.
And she's a lefty, and she is a beast. I mean, and she actually holds the rebounding record at our high school, at Beach High School in Savannah, Georgia.
Okay.
Yes, and then we have go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say Cynthia Ghost. She's a Hall of Famer also. Out of Macon, and she coaches high school basketball.
Hall of Famer in what? In what school? In what area of the country?
I think she went to Northeast Macon, and she's a Hall of Famer. I know in track. That's the one that came and beat me. That's the one that beat me. But yes, in track, and I think in basketball also. She's like a legend down in Macon.
Okay, y'all are annihilating people. So let's talk about who inspired you the most to pursue basketball?
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. As a child, I was somewhat obsessed with him. I know everything about him. I know what high school, of course, the colleges, you know, everything about him. His real name, Lou Alcindor, you know, the fact that he was a fifth-degree black belt, you know, the skyhook, all of that. And then he was from New York also. So, you know, it was Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
All right, so we got a caller in. That's a bad echo. So we got a bunch of callers on the line. So it's
Oh, wow.
Lighting up. Yeah. So we got, I guess, a lot of your teammates, but they're listening in. So let me ask you another question. What do you do? What do you like doing in your free time?
Free time, I'm usually out on the lake. I'm out on the lake. I also, I host events. I just love, I'm a free spirit. I love just living, enjoying life. I love to travel. And like I say, usually during the week, I'm out here on the lake. We have a boat out here. I just sit out on the boat. I meditate, cry out to the Creator. Try to figure things out, what's the next move to make, and just enjoying life. It seems like the older I'm getting, the better life is getting, if that makes sense.
Okay. We got a couple callers. I'm going to try to bring them in. I got some hands raised.
Okay.
I believe this is the young lady that you said was going to call in at another teammate.
Okay. That Queen.
Hi. Queen, are you on? Let's see. All right, we have another caller.
Hello?
Okay, we can hear
hello,
you.
Hello.
Yes,
oh, hello.
We can hear
you.
How are you? Hi, state your name and where you're calling from.
I am Queen. I'm from Atlanta, Georgia, near Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay. Right. We were just talking about you.
How about that?
So, Queen, tell us a little bit about your background and what has inspired you to continue to pursue basketball. And where were you born and raised?
I am from Washington, D.C., born and raised. I love the game of basketball, mainly because it always has provided a solitary. The basketball court's almost like a church to me. It's a sanctuary. It's such a wonderful, it allowed me to it was just a peaceful place for me. So yes, I went to I only actually started playing basketball in high school 1 year, and so because they tried to force it on me and I refused, so I only played my 1 year, ended up being the rookie of the year, in one of the all conference, and then I went to college and waited until my junior year to play and ended up being MVP. But I walked on, and so it's just I fell in love with it. It just allowed me to deal with a lot of different challenges that I may have had. It's just a peaceful place. So yes, I love it, love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. And I love my teammates.
Tell us about your experience at the at Warner Robins, and how did all that work out for you?
Oh, wow, it was amazing. We have Stephanie told you what we have. We have really a collection of amazing talent. Everybody from Margaret, who I call Katie, to because her shot is just automatic. To Stephanie, I call her Lady Rodman because there's no rebound that she won't get. It doesn't matter if you're 7 feet tall; she's going to find a way to get the rebound. You know what I mean? And of course, we got contestants on the left hand, power bouncing the ball, bouncing the air out of the ball. Darlene doing her thing, you know, inside out. We got Victoria just coming in there with them long arms. Then we got Ghost, as she told you, the Hall of Famer in basketball and track. So it's just it's a collective of women who, you know, we listen to each other. We, you know, there's nobody who, even though I'm the scorer, I am a scorer on the team. We got other scorers. We got defensive players. We do everything. And it's a wonderful, you know, sometimes you don't get a chance to be all you can be on a basketball team when you're playing in college or high school. Something happens, da-da-da, you have this. But to be given an opportunity to play at 55, it's so powerful. And I got to tell you a quick story. So yesterday, I'm at this event. Actually, I'm working out. A lady comes in and tells me at a facility, I'm 55. I go in this facility. It's a senior event. And so I go in the event, and the presenter's looking at me like, you know, with a stank face, like, what the heck are you doing in here? Like, you know, he almost has an attitude with me. I ask the question, and he's just like, you don't look like you're 55. And I'm like, sir, I'm 55 years old. But it was an amazing event. What I'd like to do is, with our team and with Stephanie and I would like to do is be ambassadors for great help. 55 and alive. Over 55, we still thriving. So we really want to be able to have that mindset where we can go in and people be surprised at how well we're doing as a collective playing basketball and loving this game.
What do you do in your and what do you like doing in your free time?
I love comedy. I love writing. So what I do is I'm a salesperson. Aren't we all, right? But what I do is I promote my comedy. I use the voice of a grandmother. I'm Grandma Glow. So comedy allows me to talk about tough topics through the voice of a grandma. So yeah, I can do comedy.
So can you summon up that voice for us?
Oh Lord, Stephanie, why she got me here talking about Grandma Glow? Ain't we supposed to be talking about basketball?
Come on, Grandma.
Look, you know old school Grandma. She say what she wants. She said, baby, but you ever go to church and First Lady get on your nerves and say, yes ma'am. After she said, First Lady, you know it's COVID. She got this close to my face with a mask on. I said, excuse me, First Lady, I don't mean no harm, real close to my face, but is that your breath or your butt, baby? You know you were sucking.
All
right. First Lady, you know you were stinking before you left the house. Mm. You know you were stinking. Then you're going to sit next to me. I said, First Lady, the devil is a liar and your drawers are on fire. I said, oh, Lord.
Okay. All right, you guys. I love it. I absolutely love it. There's a couple callers on here from 803 area code. I was trying to bring them in, and I think it was Miss Martha was on here. And
Margaret.
Okay. I was trying to see if we could bring her. Miss Margaret, do you have a moment to say hello? Okay.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Yes, ma'am, we can hear you.
All right.
So listen, everyone, we're just going to take a break for a moment. This particular show is about the ATL Lady Hawks, who are the 2022 senior champions. We have guest Stephanie. Am I saying your name right? Batiste. And they are representing Georgia, and they beat the bricks off of everybody, and they won the gold medalist team in the 3-on-3. We will be right back. This show is brought to you by Loving Care Family Therapy.
Welcome to Loving Care Family Chiropractic, a state-of-the-art chiropractic family facility for the entire family, owned and operated by Dr. Ebony Hornbuckle Preston. Allow her to love your spine so you can get back to enjoying your life. Through the touch of her hands, your pain will flee, giving you the freedom to enjoy your best life. Her concern is not just your spinal health, but your total health. She will show you natural and holistic remedies that can alleviate many injuries and various types of pain. Work with her and you'll feel stronger and healthier after every visit as you begin to enjoy the new you. Make your appointment today. They're located at 5336 East Mountain Street, Stone Mountain, Georgia, 30083, or call at 678-884-3778. We're also available on the web at www.lovingcarechiropractic.com. We are Loving Care Family Chiropractic. Let us love your spine.
Jumbo tampons, but I can't help it if I've got a heavy flow and a wide-set vagina.
Jokes about menstrual cycles aren't funny. Period.
The government provides homeless shelters with condoms, but not tampons.
Without proper feminine hygiene products, women are forced to use brown paper bags.
In 2016, over 200,000 women were homeless in the U.S.
It's bloody serious.
WAMRDB, the women's station, the new look and feel of radio.
All right, you guys, welcome back to WAMRDB, the woman's station. The show is Hidden Voices, Hidden Figures, brought to you by Loving Care Family Chiropractic. We are so excited to have today the ATL Lady Hawks, the 2022 Senior Champions, with guest and team owner Stephanie Batiste and some of her teammates, some extraordinary women. And guess what? Their team and they are supporting health and awareness and health and wellness for women 55 and beyond. Welcome back, ladies. Thank you for participating this morning, Ms. Stephanie. Please let everybody know, how can people support the team? Is there merchandises or a social media page or something that people like myself who used to play basketball? I played AAU Junior Olympics. I played college ball. I played high school ball. I played junior high school ball. So I was a point guard. I had a very nice career in basketball, and I'm left-handed for the left-handed person on the team.
Oh,
you already
okay.
know what that looked like. That's
okay.
why.
Okay, so you're going to have to recruit you.
Oh, I can't do nothing now. Oh, no, this old lady here horny. Those bones are just dead. Oh, no.
That's what you're saying now, but you get ready to be an ATL Lady Hawk. Yes, you are. But,
mascot, maybe.
But you can...
a mascot. I'll be a cheerleader or a mascot. I used to be a mascot in high school. I was the mascot. I used to wear this, it was troop. I used to wear this big old hot suit, and I used to run back and forth up and down the court doing the boys' game, and nobody knew I was the mascot, so I did little tricks and stuff. But enough about me. Tell us what we can do to support you guys, because you guys have doing so much with the community. This is why it was so important that people understand that you guys are just more than just a team that's playing basketball. You are supporting all sorts of nonprofit activities, community opportunities for people, and you're promoting the city of Atlanta and what they're doing. I had no idea that the city had these initiatives. Dumb question. Do you have to live in the city to be a part of any of the city activities, or is it for all people in the Atlanta metro area?
I mean, all people in the metro area. All people in the metro area. You know, but you did mention we do... as a matter of fact, we just did a basketball camp in June. It was in June. It was the Rodney Hurd basketball camp, and it was at St. Philip's Monumental Church. It was a two-week camp, and it was awesome. And you can go to the page. I'm going to post the page where I was racing 6-year-old children, little boys and girls. And I lost. And I promise you, I get that traumatized me. I'm still traumatized from that. I could not believe they actually beat me. But you know, it was amazing just working with those children and just volunteering and doing that. That type of stuff is the type of things that we will be doing more of. So we will be putting on some camps ourselves and serving the community. But you can reach us on Facebook at the ATL Lady Hawks page. And we are working on our merchandise. And we don't have a website yet. But
you will.
You want?
You will. So we're gonna sponsor your website. I'll have something up
by
next week.
Thank
so that's
you.
That's my contribution.
Oh my goodness. Thank
to,
you so
to
much.
Getting a place where we can have people contact you guys. Now, is there any other way to contact any one of you all, either through your nonprofits or anything? Queen, are you still with us?
I am. I just put on mute so you can clear. Radio is sensitive, as you know. So I really believe if you go to the website, the Facebook page, that's the best page right now, because you have our phone number, Stephanie's numbers on there. So that's a perfect, you know, inbox us on Facebook. That's the best thing to do right now. I'm actually in the process of getting together some footage just to show what we do. Because you can say it, but I want to be able to show us out in the community, just, again, encouraging people, looking at us and saying, hey, listen, if I can get in the pool, if she can get in the pool and work out, or she can get on the basketball court or whatever, they don't have to play basketball, but they can just to be out there and understand that, again, 55 and still thriving. That's the whole mindset. Mm-hmm. Just having that mindset, wait, over 55 and thriving, you know, just move forward.
That's right.
So
that's
we want
right.
to educate
and respect
and
the training. Respect
what
the
about,
training.
What about,
honor
what
the
about
commitment.
People? What about people like myself? I have, you know, osteoarthritis in one left knee and the other. How would somebody, what could we do in order to start getting more active and you know, mobile?
I would encourage you over at Jim Hewitt. Are you familiar with Terra Boulevard in Clayton County?
Yes.
Okay. So also Terra Boulevard, there is a place in a recreation center called Jim Huey Recreation Center. It is right, it's perpendicular to or around the corner from the jail or from the courthouse. the courthouse. Go to that warm, there's a aquatic center. If you go there, there's a 3-foot pool that's almost 80 degrees. Get in that pool and walk. Walk in the pool. Walk in the pool. And also, as I said yesterday, I'm talking to this particular business called Gen Care. Basically, anybody who's able to, I mean, they work with the feet. So being able to get in touch with the right reflexologist to work with your feet, because a lot of problems in your body are, you know, connected with the nerves in the feet. So we just want to be ambassadors for other people who want to build alliances for our sponsors. The sponsors are coming. Mm-hmm. We're building this thing, and the sponsors will come because, you know, we're the face. We're going to be the face mm-hmm. of helping other people like yourself, you know, because what we want to be is to be a conduit of information. We want to give out information. Hey, this is what you can do. This might help your foot. If you eat lentil to help you, you know, pass, you know, just things. Like we could, Cynthia, for example, she's our, we call her ghost. She can tell you more about nutrition because that's her, mm-hmm. her area. She can, you know, so we have people who can direct you here, direct you there, or at the very least, they have, you know, they have information, you know, of other people who can give you. So my encouragement for you in particular is to get into that warm pool and do the exercises. When you do it dry and in the air, of course it's going to make you feel sore. But that water, honey child, baby, my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, yeah.
Yes.
Make you feel mighty fine.
All right. So, guys, you know, it's been, I want to again thank the other queen who brought this to my attention, that you guys were doing this, and I am so grateful. I am so excited because I'm definitely this year I started to get my life back on track. I've lost 70 pounds since January.
Oh, and, congratulations.
And so thank you. I've been the pandemic, you know, I call it, that's the, you know, the pandemic put a lot of weight on a lot of people, and it took a couple of years to get on there. And it's going to take a couple of years to get off. But I also want to know, do you guys have anything coming up for the holidays, for Christmas or Thanksgiving?
No, we do not. We don't have, with regard to events, but Steph, you might know something different. What do you think, Steph?
Well, I mean, actually, we're going to, four of us play in Florida on the Florida team also. So we're going to, Tampa to compete in the Florida State Games in basketball also. So it's Queen, myself, Darlene, and Contessa. So we're excited about that. That's December the 3rd.
Okay.
Yeah, what we'll do is we'll send some footage of that. We you know, locally we don't have anything going on because of the holidays, but we, of course, the opportunity to go out to Florida we just could not pass it up. So it was just like, yeah. We have to go out there and just really show our brand. The four of us will be out there and do what we do and play
right.
the game and bring more gold medals back. You know,
right.
people want to see
yes.
they, you know, people, you know, sponsors, if I can be honest, that, you know, people pay for winners. And so we can be,
right.
to be an authority in what we do on the court and off the court, you know, is awesome. Again, we have a collection of brilliant people. Did you guys ever talk to Margaret?
No, I don't think she. Were you able to? No, she wasn't able to bring her in.
No,
yeah,
she's here, but I think she's on mute. She's on mute. Like she said, she's in a different environment, so she's been interfere with the broadcast on
okay.
thing. But, yeah. So
thank you.
Some of the things that I wanted to share with everybody was that ATL Lady Hawks was sponsored by the city of Atlanta, and they have some really, really good activities for people to stay, as you say, never put an age on your dreams. I love that. I love that. I saw that on you guys' Facebook page, and I also saw some of the ladies that were one of y'all. Now, do y'all play with the NCAA women's basketball?
size or the man's size?
Let me interject real quick. So two things. We want to represent the entire state of Georgia, the state of Georgia, so not just one city. We want it. And then secondly, when we were in Warner Robins, we went by another name. We just changed our name to the ATL Lady Hawks. But we want to broaden our horizon. So we'd like to represent the state of Georgia. This is the Hawks do. You know, the Hawks represent the state of Georgia as well, you know, as the only pro team. We'd like to represent the state of Georgia as well. So we don't want to limit ourselves just to Atlanta, although we are grateful for Atlanta. We want to bless other areas. So prayerfully we can go in. This is where we're traveling to Florida. We'd also like to travel throughout the state of Georgia and bless people. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
And then we're always looking for sponsors because we need uniforms, we need travel, you know, hotels, and all of that costs money. So we are looking for sponsorship, and we're preparing to go to the Senior National Games in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and that's July 7th through the 18th, 2023. Because the Senior Games, the Olympics is held every 2 years, but because of the pandemic, it was held in last year in Fort Lauderdale, not last year, 2022 in May, Fort Lauderdale, and then in 2023 it's going to be in Pittsburgh, and after that it'll go back, it'll be 2 years, the next 2 years. So we are looking for sponsors to help with that. And
now,
when y'all say
sponsors, are we talking about financial contributions, or what are we looking at? How can we support y'all? What in kind?
Well, financially also, and like you said, you're willing to do the website for us. That, you know, it's different ways to sponsor, not just money. Uniforms, someone to buy uniforms. We need warm ups. We need socks. We need
what
shoes.
About vehicles, a van in order to travel and a bus?
Absolutely. Almost
absolutely.
Definitely. Definitely.
Okay.
Definitely.
So,
hotel room.
All of it. Yeah. A, B, C, D, and F. Yeah, all the way to Z. Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Definitely.
Yes, sir.
I want to absolutely. All things are in kind. Donations doesn't necessarily have to be money. We got people who have marketing companies that can help promote and support. We got doctors and attorneys. We have a lot of different people who listen in that I will be pulling their coattail. And do you guys have a nonprofit that you're going to be starting to try to help?
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Okay. We are a nonprofit, definitely.
We already are a nonprofit. So that's always a good sign. Well, businesses love that particular entity. But yeah, just want to recap. Obviously, you know, everything from travel. You know, if someone decides instead of partnering with us with $20,000 versus all the travel or versus a car, we'll take the car. We'll be happy. You know, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, will allow us to be more effective as we're traveling, being ambassadors. You know, for health and wellness, you know, we're an example. We're living examples. How many 55-year-olds out there playing basketball? And honey, when I get out there, they get real mad because I be beating the 20-year-olds, and I got 20.
Okay. And she beat men.
And the men, the grown men. Yes, indeed. I got footage. I tell you, they know already. So, but see, I play with these women. Our women, they make us. We make each other better. They're such a power.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just so. You know, when I'm driving down the court, I might be to pass over to. I can close my eyes, and I know Margaret's gonna hit that shot. I can hit the shot and be comfortable knowing that that Lady Rodman is going to get that rebound. I know that Contessa gonna get on the left side. I know I got a bucket. I know Darlene is gonna pass the ball and a bucket. Ghost, I know she's gonna D that person up. You know, Victoria, I know she's gonna put her long arms up. So it's just so powerful to have that. You know, have that a collective. So you know, just our brand is very powerful. So we're gonna we'll be a lot more prevalent. You'll see us out there. Again, I'll send some footage if you want me to of what happened yesterday so that you can see us out there with this particular organization, how they helped my back. I mean, literally, I went to this particular event. Next thing you know, this lady pushed some part of my foot, and I'm healed. I mean, other people would benefit from that. And I'm in great shape.
Mm-hmm.
And I was hurting. My left hip, there was a nerve that was hurting. And, I, you know, when you get older, it's just like, okay, I know this is hurting, but I don't. You try old school things. Ginger ale. You know, ginger ale. I used to fix everything. Let me get some ginger ale. I got whatever. Right. But this lady mm-hmm. knew what she was doing. And so we need to we need to pass that information on and not.
So
keep
what,
it.
How, what's the name of the what's the name of the young lady? What's her name? What's the name of her company? What was the event?
Okay, so the event was let me go ahead and give her a shout out. Her name is Nakisha. Let's see her let me get her business real quick, because yes, indeed, we do need to bless her. Let me give you the main. The main company was Gen Care Senior Medical Center. So I'm going to go with them and see. I called them today, the corporate office. We're going to have a conversation, because I'm going to send them the clip of this thing right here. Let them know that I gave them a shout out. We're going to go ahead and build alliance corporately, because they changed my life. I could have really hurt myself and not known it just because I didn't know about the connection with the feet, you know. So the young lady's name is Nakisha Isomo. Let me give you her phone number, 404. Well, I don't know where you want me to get my phone number.
How do people get in contact? I need some help right now.
So yes, absolutely. Her name is Nakisha, N-I-K-E-S-N-I and then K-E-S-H-A. And then so Nakisha, and her number is 404-218-5842. Let me say it again, 404-218-5842. And so she is magical. What she did was magical. And also just letting people, tell people about Gen Care Senior Medical Center. Now, what did I just do? I just blessed two people the organization, prayerfully, they'll bless us back, but
I was going to say, they need to bless us.
Yeah, bless us back, you know. But see, the thing is what happens is that they changed my life, whether or not they do it or not. Some other organization is going to bless us. So if they don't, somebody else is going to be a beneficiary of our network. You see what I'm saying?
Exactly.
We'll go from city to city to find sponsors, and that's what that's all about.
We're gonna definitely get it.
Hey, you guys,
it's definitely coming.
Great. Hey, let me just stop for a sec. We got about 10 minutes left in the show. We got to pay a little more bills on this commercial break, and we'll be right back to close off the show. We're talking with ATL Lady Hawks, the 2022 Senior Champions, with guests Stephanie Bastique and Queen. They won the Senior Olympics gold medalist on the 303 basketball at Warner Robins. So we'll be talking to them a little bit further about closing out the show. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Women around the world use sanitary napkins and tampons every day, knowing little to nothing about the harmful and potentially dangerous materials used to manufacture them. Because of this, millions of women are forced to suffer in silence. In the United States, the Food and Drug Administration does not require companies to list the ingredients contained in sanitary napkins and tampons. Yet the average woman uses more than 15,000 sanitary napkins or uses tampons for more than 100,000 hours over her lifetime.
you really don't know what's in it. I mean, I don't think any of us really know, especially, you know, some of the new pads that maybe have a spongy type texture that's supposed to hold more. Well, what exactly is that? What's that made out of? We don't know. So then there's questions of how does that affect our health, you know, with things coming out that, you know, baby powder and talc are dangerous and cause ovarian cancer. What other things are we exposing our very sensitive areas to that could end up being a problem later on?
Internationally, it's even worse. A recent report from UNICEF and the World Health Organization cites that at least 500 million girls and women globally lack adequate facilities for managing their periods. In most schools, girls have to trek to the nurse's office to ask for a pad or tampon, as if menstruating is an illness rather than a natural function. In some parts of the world, girls simply drop out of school once they start menstruating. The manufacturing process of these menstrual aids has been known to cause serious damage to the environment. The toxic byproducts of producing tampons include poisons like dioxin and furan. In fact, conventional sanitary pads can contain the equivalent of about 4 plastic bags. Synthetics and plastic restrict airflow and trap heat and dampness, potentially promoting yeast and bacteria growth in a woman's vaginal area. Conventional sanitary pads can also contain other potentially hazardous ingredients, such as odor neutralizers and fragrances. How do tampons and pads get that ultra-white, clean look? Usually chlorine bleach, which can also create toxic dioxin and other disinfection byproducts. According to an EPA draft report, dioxin is a serious public health threat that has no safe level of exposure. To make matters worse, tampons create a favorable environment for bacterial growth.
Certainly there's a lot of plastic involved with pads and the issues with tampons and the history. You have to be careful with toxic shock syndrome and stuff just because of what it's made out of is kind of a nidus of bacteria that's not so good for patients.
Micro tears in the vaginal wall from tampons allow bacteria to accumulate when left too long. One infamous risk is toxic shock syndrome, or TSS, caused by poisonous toxins from bacteria. TSS is a life-threatening condition that affects women under 30 most. While any woman using tampons can get TSS, over 60% of TSS fatalities happen in women ages 15 to 24. For too long, these facts have been conveniently swept under the rug, while hundreds of millions of women suffer with no alternatives. Until now. Introducing Cherish Premium Sanitary Napkins by Inspire. Cherish pads have been designed by women for women.
RDB, the women's station, the new look and feel of radio.
All right, guys, welcome back to WAMRDB, the woman's station. The show is called Hidden Figures, Hidden Voices. I want to thank the individuals who have been on with us. Queen and Miss Stephanie Batiste, as we get ready to close out the show, I want to remind everyone that you can support the ATL Lady Hawks, who are Georgia's gold medalists, the 3-on-3 basketball team. They represent all of Georgia. They showed out at Warner Robins, Georgia, beating the pants off of people like they had no sense. Seriously, I don't know. I would have came back after I seen y'all play. I'd have seen y'all play one time. My hip would have started hurting. I couldn't have did it. Nope. I'd be like, I ain't going back out there. My hip hurts. Welcome back, everybody. We wanted to just congratulate you guys. And in some closing remarks, we got about 5 minutes left. Stephanie, let people know what you are going to be trying to do in the next several months, and again, how we can support you.
Okay, once again, we're gonna we're working on a fundraiser, and we're gonna do a 3-on-3 tournament. So we're working on that now. So we'll definitely keep you informed, and we're always looking for sponsors to come in and help with that also. So it's gonna be a tournament for 3-on-3, and it's gonna be for athletes over 50 from all over the country. And we're looking to do that here in Atlanta. So it's going to be big, and it's going to be fun. It's going to be interesting, and it's going to be awesome to watch athletes from all over, because when we was at the Nationals, there was over 12,000 athletes over 50 there. So you can imagine. And I always say, my quote is, respect the training, honor the commitment, and cherish the results.
And your social media page?
Is the ATL Lady Hawks. The ATL Lady Hawks. Either you can come to my page, and it'll have everything about the ATL Lady Hawks, which is Stephanie Batiste. STEFATISTE.
All right. Okay. And Ms. Queen, you have any closing remarks?
I do. One of my responsibilities is to the community outreach. So I want to make sure that one of the things that we would like to do is we'd like to let you know that we're going to be out in the community, and in doing so, we'd like to build alliances with partners to get their brand before the people that you know that we want to encourage to get out there. Again, 55 and alive. Thriving after 55. That's what we want. So blessings to everyone, and thank you so much for the opportunity to talk about the brand. The ATL, Donna, is the ATL Hawks. I'm sorry. The ATL Lady Hawks. The ATL Lady Hawks on Facebook. Please.
All right, everybody.
Thank
you are
so much.
You're welcome. You're listening to WMRDB, the woman's station. You can contact us on any kind of media platform. You can also be listening to this again on our 24-hour app. You can go to Apple or Google Play Store. And we are thanking Queen, the other Queen, for introducing us to this opportunity to represent a little bit of what we call my passion, which is basketball. So thank y'all so much, and you guys have a great, great afternoon, and we will be in contact with y'all.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Loving Care Family Chiropractic, a state-of-the-art chiropractic family facility for the entire family, owned and operated by Dr. Ebony Hornbuckle Preston. Allow her to love your spine so you can get back to enjoying your life. Through the touch of her hands, your pain will flee, giving you the freedom to enjoy your best life. Her concern is not just your spinal health, but your total health. She will show you natural and holistic remedies that can alleviate many injuries and various types of pain. Work with her and you'll feel stronger and healthier after every visit as you begin to enjoy the new you. Make your appointment today. They're located at 5336 East Mountain Street, Stone Mountain, Georgia, 30083. Or call at 678-884-3778. We're also available on the web at www.lovingcarechiropractic.com. We are Loving Care Family Chiropractic. Let us love your spine.
The new look and feel of radio.